I will look delighted. Oisín did to get the winning start. Didn't look so good, you know, coming up to half time, and it was a long, I don't know, it was 10 or 15 minutes at half time, but it seemed like a long time, so it did, you know. But listen, the boys came out and they played with great heart and great passion and no little skill, you know, in the second half. You know, their intensity levels were up massively and it made a big difference.
Yeah. What was going on in the first half? Because Derry were controlling things and they were very, very patient in the ball, and they were taking their, it ended up when they broke Donegal down that they were taking their scores with ease, and you had to tighten up in the second half. But what was missing there in that first half?
I thought, you know, maybe tactically we changed things around a wee bit. You know, we probably, Derry tactically had the upper hand on us in the first half, and they were playing round our setup, and second half we just changed things around. But I think massively, you know, we took a platform in the middle of the field. Big Neil and Martin McElhinney and Oren came into it in the middle of the field. Michael went inside, and it changed the whole dynamic of the game.
Yeah. And you needed a good start in the second half. What did you say to the players before they came out?
Well, we just said, listen, lads, you know, we haven't done ourselves justice. We've been very disappointed. We need up the energy levels. We need to start taking a platform in the middle of the park. And we did that. And after that, you know, we've very good footballers, and the rest looked after itself.
I suppose when you started sending the balls under Michael on the edge of the square and Patrick, that made the difference?
Ah, it did, yeah. I thought the two of them played very well. You know, it's not easy in winter conditions, but, you know, they won a lot of ball, got a lot of frees, and, you know, probably should have got a few more scores in the end.
And really, as you seen the game out, when it went to 4 or 5 points, there was only going to be one winner in it?
Ah, well, you know, I'd like to think we're good in that position, so we are, and we're good at keeping the ball. And, you know, Derry had to change their mindset to try to come out and press the ball, and we were able to keep the ball and keep working the scoring opportunities and just pick them off.
Yeah, well, the McKenna Cup's now gone. You had your three games, you got your first league under the belt. Are you content with how things are progressing? I suppose you have to be when you get your first one, Rory, in the league.
Content when we win and not happy when we lose. That's just the nature of it, you know. So look, we'll move on now tomorrow, and we'll look towards next week. But look, delighted to get a good start.
That's another challenge now if you heading to Dublin and Croke Park. And I suppose it's a good foot to go on with the one under the belt.
Oh, well, it's better go with a win than a loss, there's no doubt about that. But look, that'll, as you said, that'll provide a big challenge. You know, tonight was a good start, and we'll focus on Dublin now from tomorrow on.
And if you could win all your home games, that'll put you in a very, very strong position in Division 1. I know you're taking a game at a time, but if you can win your four, it'll put you in a good position.
That would be an ideal situation if we could. But the reality is, if we play like we did in the first half, we'll not win too many more games. So we have to, you know, do more of what we did in the second half and become a wee bit more clinical. But, you know, it's a good start. We're only 4.5 weeks into training. We've a number of lads have hardly been on the pitch from a point of view of ball work and that sort of thing. So, you know, as things go, we're happy.